Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Subscribe by Tien Tzuo with Gabe Weissert. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever thought about how weird it is that we used to buy software in a box?
Oh, totally. I remember buying Photoshop on a CD, and then you'd have to wait years for a new version. Subscribed is basically a guide to why that model is dying and what's replacing it.
Right, and Tzuo calls the old way the product era. It's all about making a thing, selling it once, and moving on. But the customer doesn't want a drill, they want a hole. The book says we're shifting to a subscription era, where you're selling an ongoing outcome.
Exactly.
And that shift is huge. The product becomes a verb, not a noun. Netflix isn't a DVD, it's a constantly evolving service. The whole company has to rethink its metrics, its culture, even its sales comp.
Let's start with metrics. In the product era, you track units sold and revenue. But in subscriptions, the North Star is customer lifetime value, or LTV. And the silent killer is churn, the percentage of customers who cancel.
Right, because if you have high churn, you're filling a bathtub with the drain open. Tzuo introduces the three verses to understand customer health. Vibrancy, are they engaged? Virality, are they telling friends? And velocity, how fast can you improve?
Vibrancy is interesting because it's about usage. A dormant customer is a churn risk. And virality is the best growth driver, a product so good people can't help but share it. But velocity means you have to be nimble, constantly iterating.
And that requires organizational change. The old silos, sales, marketing, product, they don't work. You need a single team focused on the customer journey. Some companies create a chief customer officer to own the whole life cycle.
Even sales has to change. It's not about closing a deal and moving on. It's about starting a relationship. So you compensate salespeople based on recurring revenue, not one-time commissions. That aligns incentives with retention.
Marketing evolves too. Instead of interruptive ads, you build community and trust. The best marketing is the product itself, word of mouth. And the finance department has to get comfortable with lower upfront revenue in exchange for predictable recurring streams.
That revenue dip is scary. Tzuo says companies like Adobe faced it head on. They switched Creative Suite to Creative Cloud, and customers hated it at first. But now Adobe has a direct relationship with users, releases features constantly, and its stock soared.
And Zipcar is another great example. They turn car ownership into a service. You pay for access to a car when you need it, with insurance and gas included. They're not selling cars, they're selling mobility. That's the subscription mindset applied to a physical asset.
But what about the fear that subscriptions mean lower prices? Tzuo argues the opposite. A customer who subscribes pays more over their lifetime than someone who buys a product every few years. Plus, you can upsell them to premium plans.
That's the land and expand strategy. You start with a basic plan and then grow the relationship. It's impossible in the product era. So the whole book is really about shifting from selling things to selling outcomes and building a business that lasts.
My biggest takeaway is that the product is never finished. If you're a subscription business, you have to keep improving every day. The moment you stop delivering value, customers leave. It keeps you honest.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. With 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Anyway, Subscribed is all about building relationships instead of just making sales. It's a shift that's reshaping entire industries. We'll see you in the next one.